Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gauhar Chisade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the National Day celebrations marking the 50th anniversary of independence of Seychelles. Mr. Modi attended the celebrations as the guest of honour, becoming the first Indian Prime Minister to be accorded this honour. An Indian marching contingent comprising Navy and Army teams participated in the parade. An Indian naval band also formed part of the Indian marching unit, underlining the close and special India-Seychelles partnership. In a special gesture, INS Tarkash and INS Ikshak were docked at Port Victoria, highlighting India's long-standing friendship with Seychelles. Mr. Modi arrived in Seychelles on Saturday at the invitation of the President of Seychelles, Patrick Harmeni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred the Guardian of the Blue Horizon, Seychelles' highest distinction for the leadership in environmental conservation and sustainable development. The award, which was presented by President of Seychelles Patrick Harmeni, acknowledges PM Modi's long-standing push for sustainable growth and his green vision. The honour has been conferred upon Prime Minister for his green leadership and efforts towards advancing the interests of developing countries and his long-standing commitment towards promoting blue economy, climate action, sustainable management of ocean resources and developmental aspirations of small island developing states. PM Modi thanked the people and the government of Seychelles after being conferred the Guardian of the Blue Horizon. He dedicated the award to the nations fighting against the challenge of climate change and considers environmental protection their responsibility towards future generations. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called upon people to work towards making the country healthy and free from drug addiction under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Mr. Radhakrishnan was addressing the Foundation Day celebrations of the Rajiv Gandhi University of Health Sciences alongside the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan program at the Kantirava Outdoor Stadium in Bengaluru. The Vice President said, "Awareness, responsibility and collective action are essential to build a healthier society and a stronger nation." The Naga Students' Federation has outrightly rejected the recent statement made by the Kukizo Council concerning the brutal killing of six innocent Naga civilians. The NSF stated that far from advancing accountability, the statement was a blatant attempt to divert attention from the fundamental issue, the cold-blooded abduction, torture and murder of six innocent Naga civilians whose families continue to await justice. The Federation also reiterated its demand that every individual responsible for the abduction and killing of the six Nagas, including all armed Kuki narco-militant groups, as well as every civilian found through due process to have participated in or facilitated these crimes, must be identified, arrested, prosecuted and punished in accordance with law. Further, the Federation urged the Government of India to immediately abrogate the suspension of operations arrangement with the Kuki narco-militant groups, alleging that countless atrocities and gross human rights violations have been committed with impunity under its cover. The Federation further reiterated that the Naga people desire neither conflict nor hostility with the Government of India. It added that the Nagas have consistently aspired to coexist peacefully and honourably with all nations and every neighbouring community based upon mutual respect, justice and recognition of each other's ancestral, historical and political rights. In the knockout stage of the FIFA World Cup, Canada beat South Africa 1-0 for its first knockout match victory at Los Angeles in the United States. Stephen Eustiquia of Canada scored the goal in the second minute of second half stoppage time. Co-host Canada hung on with strong defensive play in the final minutes and advanced to face the Netherlands or Morocco in Houston on July 4. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for today. Heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India during the next 2 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.